She presented with her family, two sons and a daughter. Husband has passed away. And she presented with comorbidities that included diabetes, hypertension, and hypercholesteremia.
And how much of an issue were those comorbidities for her?
Well, because she's an insulin-dependent diabetic, she does suffer from some minimal neuropathy. In terms of hypertension, it's managed well with antihypertensive medications. And her hypercholesterolemia is managed well with Lipitor. She was high-functioning. She worked part-time.
What kind of work did she do?
She was an upholsterist.
And how long ago had her husband died?
3 years ago.
And what was her lifestyle like in addition to working? What did she like to do?
She had a relatively active lifestyle. She enjoyed being with her family, her grandchildren. And she, again, went to work 3 days a week or part-time and was relatively active in her church and in her community.
How did she find out about the breast cancer and how big was it and what kind of characteristics did it have?
She'd had screening annual mammograms, and she had a mammogram done which showed some calcifications, and she was sent to her gynecologist who referred her to a surgeon at Sloan Kettering who did a fine needle aspiration. It was a 2.4 centimeter breast cancer, invasive ductal carcinoma, lymph node negative. The molecular profile was estrogen receptor positive at 65%. Progesterone receptor was 5%. And it was HER2 by IHC of 1+.
We're essentially negative.
Right.
You mentioned that the lymph nodes were negative. Was that done by sentinel node?
Yes, that was done by sentinel node.
And of course, the other thing about her is that she had an estrogen receptor positive tumor, bringing in the issue of hormone therapy. And trastuzumab's off the table because she's HER2 negative. So she's almost like a typical breast cancer patient, Miss America, Mrs. America breast cancer, with a node negative, hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative tumor. And of course, there, I'm sure one of the biggest dilemmas in her was whether or not she was going to get chemo.
Correct. And, you know, the one important thing to remember is that she was postmenopausal upon presentation. So, you know, ovarian function was not really going to play a role in any factor for her.
And we'll talk about the decision and what went on in terms of the hormone therapy. But let's start out with the chemotherapy. Maybe I should backtrack a little bit. It's interesting that she came in with her three children. What was the mood like in the room? How had the patient reacted to the diagnosis and situation? And how was the family interacting with her?
There's two daughters and a son. The two daughters were very involved. One was much more anxious than probably need be or was necessary. The son just kind of was absorbing information and was very matter-of-fact about the consultation information that was presented. I think that we really spent some time initially talking about the differences between early-stage breast cancer and metastatic disease. They had some misinformation regarding the diagnosis of breast cancer and the commonness of it in postmenopausal women, and that they thought this was an extraordinary event versus an ordinary event.
The fact that she was 67, they thought was unusual to occur at that age?
Right. They had expected it to be younger in life, or that because of her age, it was a much more lethal cancer than need be. So we spent some time clarifying up that misconception and talked about the majority of cases of women diagnosed with breast cancer is in the postmenopausal years and certainly after the fifth decade of life.
One of the options in these kinds of discussions is whether to bring up specific numbers about the calculated risk of recurrence and death and how that might be affected by adjuvant systemic treatment. Did the patient or family want to get into that level of detail?
I think they were comfortable with understanding the relative risk for a patient with her presentation. They certainly were somewhat relieved that it's more common in postmenopausal women and that age was on her side in terms of the risk of a recurrence. Her comorbidities were something that the clinical team was concerned about in terms of treating her on a very aggressive nature.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Miss Major, please turn to the second CD.